Love catching up with Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart. We had a great meeting with Claire at the Big Lions Park there a couple of weeks back. It was a nice sunny Sunday. Claire, lovely to see you in that big Shirley Bassey hat. You look quite the epitome of fashion.
It was lovely to see you guys too and put a face to a name because we talk so much. So it was actually nice to meet you in person. And thank you again for all the support that you guys give the at Noosa Chamber of Commerce Mental Health Barbecue. It's very important to our community. So thank you.
You are so welcome and right back at you. It was so lovely to
meet
you. I
had five sausages, so I did my bit.
You little pig, did you actually?
Yeah, well, I was had one and you can't stop at one. And then I was hungry.
Yeah, the Lions do
a mean
something, the Lions volunteers.
Don't they? They're so lovely, all those men there working the barbie.
They love it.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Now, tell us about, you got a special meeting at 9 o'clock this morning, so you're probably prepping for that right now, Claire, are you?
Look, I was up late last night getting, I think the last email that came in was at about 10:08 or something like that. So we've had a few more this morning. This is to look at events and numbers of our of capping numbers or releasing the cap or upping the numbers for events. So we obviously made a decision last August and we said we'd revisit it in February. So today's the 2nd of March. So this is, we're looking at revisiting the caps on numbers for events.
So you can't give us a scoop as to whether the cap's going to be expanded or not. That has to go through. That's not your decision. That's the whole committee, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, I'm one of seven votes. Yeah. So this is a numbers game, Bilko, as is all our decisions. It'll come down to just what the council as a majority decide. But it's an important decision, for our community, and it's one that we realise we need to make pretty quickly for them.
There sure is. And, well, you mentioned that you're getting, you've all been sort of quite smashed with emails.
Yeah.
What is the overwhelming feeling in the community? I mean, are people just sort of, is it one of really just wanting to know what's going on or what are they saying?
Well, the emails that I've received are supporting following the Queensland guidelines, which is upping the number of people allowed, like Category 1, 2 and 3, upping the numbers. So that's the emails I've received. Mm-hmm. That's the overwhelming support is for following the state guidelines in regard to events rather than having our own cap. But I can't speak for other councils about what they've received. But that's what I've received.
We've all got to remember COVID's still an issue. A lot of people are starting to let some of those safety factors slide. And we've got to remember we're still going to stay on top of it. The vaccine is only just starting to come out. Really, for the rest of this year, we need to be vigilant.
Absolutely. Look, and that's exactly right. We still have to, practice social distancing, good hygiene. The reason why we've been so successful in keeping it at bay here in Noosa is because I think our community has been so vigilant. And, and Queensland as a whole has been very good. We're only hearing about cases coming out, from quarantine, from international travellers. So as a whole, I think our community transmission, we've been very good at minimising it.
We sure have. Now, something I'm very excited to hear about / want to have a turn on is one of these all-terrain vehicles that you've been rolling out. What's the story with them? How are they being received? Can I have a turn?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Ellie, I think that was my first question as well. Can I have a go?
Oh, girls, girls, calm down.
Look, this is a great trial. Our local laws team are trialling the use of these all-terrain vehicles in the fight against illegal camping, littering and dog control of, dogs off leashes when they should be on them. So, look, they're out and about using these vehicles to access the hard-to-reach places and I guess also to check on compliance and educate the community on the local laws and the reason we do have local laws in place. So, look, they're a smaller than sort of the standard council trucks and four-wheel drive, so they have less of an environmental impact And I've been told that because they'll be on the beaches and things, they won't be anywhere near the turtle nesting sites.
Oh, so, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Very environmentally friendly, which is important, but they're also a great vehicle to trial. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Looking forward to hearing about the results.
Now, coming up on Sunday, Claire, is a big, I say party, but it's a big emu bob. It's a clean-up Noosa day. But the thing is, it's not just once you get the work done, you stick around for a bit of fun afterwards, correct?
Absolutely. Look, Clean Up Australia Day on Sunday, 8 to 11. And we've got 14 sites across the Shire. So if you get on our website, council website, you'll be able to see those sites. And after you've done all the hard work, the volunteers are welcome to meet at Noosaville Lions Park for a free burger and a cold drink, which I think will be well and truly deserved.
This is such a great thing for families to get involved in as a parent, as a mother of four. I know I've often scratched my head thinking, what can we do with the kids to give them that sense of community and... Yeah, because I think a lot of it is a bit of a lost art getting families in to pitch in and volunteer at times like this and just volunteering in general.
Absolutely. Look, it's something we did it all as a family last year, and it's when you actually go and look for rubbish, you realise how much there is around, you know, and it's so important that we do really protect our environment and clean up where we can. And it's a great thing to say to kids, hey, don't just drop your rubbish, pick it up. You know, if you don't, someone else.
That Sea Shepherd found load of plastic around the area too when they did a clean-up a couple of weeks back. So, I mean, that's the whole battle with plastic-free Noosa is that there's so much there, it will take years for us to completely eradicate it.
Absolutely. Look, it's a great thing to get out and do on a Sunday morning with the kids. It really is, and it gives them an awareness. You can talk to your kids about, you know, plastic-free and the importance of, you know, maintaining and being vigilant when it comes to sort of waste. So it's a really good initiative, and as I said, free burger and a soft drink afterwards.
Free is my favourite four-letter word.
Yeah, but Bilko, you have to actually do the clean-up. You can't just come for
post-cleanup. I'm the Bradbury, mate. I skated at the end.
He honestly is, Stephen Bradbury.
Do you know my art at the Emu Bob at school? My art was being able to come up with a couple of, you know, armfuls of papers that I just picked up right at the end and, like, look what I did, sir, and got a pat on the back and was beautiful.
Honestly.
Oh, well, but you've got to come along and have your burger, Bilko.
Yeah. Now, the Boring Point Boardwalk's getting a facelift. It's going all arty.
Yes. Look, so Boring Point is a floating land on it's happening at the Parkwood Boardwalk at Noosa Heads and also at Lake Tharabar at Boring Point. So these have been chosen as the anchor sites for the Floating Land 2021, which is a these boardwalks are a chance for the public to view works as part of an established sort of popular walking route, so they can go along and look at some of that beautiful artwork. I believe the theme this year is called At the Edge of Ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so walking's boring anyway. I'd rather have something to look
honestly
at when I'm walking.
Absolutely.
So.
I believe there's I think it's open for expressions of interest for those budding artists out there until the 23rd of March. And also, anyone wants further information about this, there is an information session being held at 11:30 this Friday at the Apollonian Hotel, which is in Boring Point, which if there's, you know, it's a great hotel.
Oh,
so
God, yeah.
Go down and have a feed and listen to some information.
Is it a free feed? Bilko will be at that one too.
Shut up. Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart, thank you so much for filling us in and good luck with your meeting at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock this morning?
9 o'clock. Yeah. Thank you, Bilko. I think this one we'll be happy to have over.
Okay.